And now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. In the 1960s, the Tenderloin District was a center for the LGBT community in San Francisco. But even there, they faced discrimination and harassment, often from the police. Felicia Elizondo first came to the Tenderloin from San Jose as a teenager in 1963. It was there that she took part in the Compton's Cafeteria Riot, one of the first transgender riots in the country in 1966. Elizondo, now age 69, calls herself, quote, a screaming queen, a pioneer, icon, legend, and a diva. In the San Francisco StoryCorps booth, Elizondo talks about the path that led her to become an LGBT activist. And a note to our listeners, this story does contain mature content. You may not want young children listening for the next 4 minutes.
I came with one wig, a blue dress, and shoes. And that was my initiation to being a female impersonator prostitute. Of course, I was scared. You didn't know who was going to pick you up. And you have to understand, at that time, we had been beaten up, thrown in jail, arrested for obstructing a sidewalk, murdered and raped. They took me to jail for standing on the corner and soliciting five undercover cops for prostitution. I was drunk and I had just taken a pill, and I felt very, very bold. So I propositioned five guys to come to bed with me, and they were all cops. So they got me for five counts of prostitution. But you know something, it wasn't like bad, because the next day you go to court and they would just throw it out. I did get raped one time before my transition in 1973 or 72. I came to San Francisco to party, and I went to the Alley Cat, and this guy asked me to dance, and I wouldn't dance with him. And then he came up to me and got a hold of my arm and pulled back and put his hand over my mouth and dragged me out of the club and took me to my car. And he was telling everybody, "She's my girlfriend. I caught him with somebody, and she's going to pay for it." I guess they called the cops, but they couldn't find us. He hit me. My wig fell off. And he says, "Oh, so you're one of those." He pulled out a knife and was going to kill me. But I said, "I'll do anything for you. I'll do anything you want me to. Just don't do this." And we did our business, and I told him. I begged for my life. And I told him, "I'll give you my phone number, and you don't have to do this to anyone. Call me, and I'll have sex with you. Just don't do this to anyone else." And he let me go. And I thought I was immune to AIDS. Oh, I'm a transsexual woman. How am I gonna get infected? No way. Came to San Francisco when I got drunk and picked up this cute white boy. Took him home, and I guess that's where I got it. And after I was diagnosed, I didn't think, oh, it was a big surprise. Oh my, how horrible. I think it was given to me because I deserved it, because of all the shit that I had done. But I decided to turn it around. I decided that the best thing for me to do is to educate the lesbian and gay community about our transgender community. A lot of people think that I'm a hero, and I don't think of me as that. I just think that this is the work that I was meant to make. I don't want to be remembered. I don't care about the name of a street or me. I don't care about anything like that.